Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The D.C. Court of Appeals has upheld the military ban on gender-confused troops. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, we have dealt with this back during the Biden administration when they were putting all these gender-confused military in service, expecting them to just blend in and be combat ready with these men dressed as women. Unbelievable. So fortunately, now with the Trump administration, they have issued a ban on that. And this court, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, has upheld this ban and granted the Trump administration's request to pause a district court injunction that had blocked the policy.
Well, during COVID, when the Biden administration was in control and they were pushing the COVID shots and they were dismissing people who would refuse based on religious reasons, they were affirmatively recruiting these gender-confused troops. They were affirmatively recruiting them. And people were signing up because they could get their puberty blockers or they can get their hormones and they can get their surgeries. And they knew, you know, one of the arguments that they would say is, well, if you don't get the COVID shot, you're not going to be military ready. You won't be able to go deploy because you didn't get the COVID shot. But they also know with these people that are gender confused that once they go through these processes and surgeries, they are not deployable for up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years. So they are totally taken off the deployment option for about 2 years because you're going through really radical surgery and you have to recover from that.
And expecting the men to bunk with the women because they were identifying that particular sex?
This was so insane. It was right in the middle of the
nightmare.
COVID thing where they were not honoring religious exemptions, saying that you wouldn't be deployable, and then recruiting gender confused and knowing that they would not be deployable.
And but don't forget also those at top leadership were also promoting that.
Yeah, they were promoting that.
And adhering
and
to that.
And if you didn't use the right words or the right pronouns for somebody, or you said it, you would be disciplined.
Yes.
So it was awful, awful, awful. So there's a new sheriff in town, and President Donald Trump becomes inaugurated on January 20, 2025, and Pete Hegseth becomes the Secretary of Defense, later named Secretary of War.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed the policy.
Yeah, he
laid
down
it's going to be
it.
Focused on military readiness and cohesiveness. So
right.
The so-called Hegseth policy, as the appeals court referred to it.
That's just what the military was created for, to defend our country, to be combat ready at any moment.
Yeah, so this policy stems from President Trump's executive order called Prioritizing Military Excellence and Readiness that stipulated troops must be able to deploy, fight, and win without the need of regular medical treatment or social provisions. The order concluded that individuals with medical, surgical, or mental health constraints, such as those with gender confusion, are inconsistent with the military's necessary high standards. According to the court's opinion, the Pentagon argued that gender confusion among troops adversely affects the military's interest by impairing the ability of individuals to deploy combat readiness, raises challenges with communal living spaces and sex-based physical standards, which would be unit cohesion, and the cost to the Pentagon is $52 million on medical procedures from 2015 to 2024, which is cost control. So they said it affects combat readiness, unit cohesion, and cost control.
And that's taxpayer dollars paying for those medical procedures, by the way.
So this was challenged. They wanted to challenge the executive order of President Donald Trump that was instituted and implemented by Pete Hegseth. And according to the majority opinion, and the 2-1 decision came down in favor of the executive order, Circuit Judge Gregory Katsas wrote that the lower court afforded insufficient deference to the judgment of military leaders and that the Hegseth policy is likely constitutional, for it furthers legitimate military interest. Amongst the factors of the case, the court determined that recognizing the differences between the sexes was perfectly constitutional. You know, it's interesting when you read cases nowadays in the 21st century, 2026, and you have common sense things like this. If we had read things like this, you know, 30 years ago, we would say, what in the world are they talking about? Obviously, there's a difference between the sexes. There's a difference between men and women. There's observable difference. We wouldn't have to debate as to what a woman is. We wouldn't have to ask somebody what a woman is because everyone would know. I mean, that's a ridiculous question.
Right.
We wouldn't have to ask how many sexes are there. Well, there's two, male and female.
If you went to biology class, paid attention, you'd know that, right?
So the court also goes on to say distinctions like these, keyed to biological differences between the sexes, are unquestionably constitutional. Barring gender-confused individuals is not a violation of equal protection because, the court says, there is no constitutional right for biological males who identify as females to live, sleep, shower, and train with biological females, close quote.
I mean, could you imagine we're in a war and they want a female to be in a foxhole with a man, but the, you know, it just
doesn't... Who's pretending to be a man?
Who's pretending to be a man?
Or vice versa, a man in the with the females in bunking with them. The court also cited United States versus Scametti. That's a case that Liberty Counsel filed a brief on. That's a Supreme Court case precedent from June of 2025. Scametti allows states to restrict use of hormones to treat gender confusion in minors because the restriction, quote, classifies on the basis of medical use, close quote, and not sex, whereby it does not discriminate based on gender status. The court goes on to say the same reasoning would seem to cover the Hegseth policy, which classifies based on the medical condition of gender confusion. Now, we put the word confusion in there. The court also noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has already paused a different law or a different ruling from a different court in May of 2025 that similarly aimed to stop the military from adopting this policy. The Supreme Court, according to the court ruling, already has held that the government is likely to succeed on its contention that the Hegseth policy does not violate equal protection.
It's just common sense, people. Just common sense.
Well, you know, our military shouldn't be a social experiment.
No.
We shouldn't be pushing ideology in the military. The military is there for one reason. That's defense.
Right. And you can tell the way they respond when President Trump and Secretary Hegseth, they go crazy when they are in their presence because they appreciate them protecting them, valuing them for who they are and for protecting our country.
Oh, yeah. The military, law enforcement and military, when President Donald Trump comes around, they, you can see their expression.
You see the Army-Navy game? I mean, they went crazy, you know?
I know. And then the other time President Trump was going into a facility and the Beast came in. He was in the Beast, the limo, and he told the driver to stop because there were first responders out there, firefighters and law enforcement. He stopped, got out of the vehicle, walked over to these individuals that were there as he was being escorted. They were guarding, and he shook their hands, took a photo op with them, and you can tell these individuals are so appreciative. The military is to be a lethal weapon.
Right.
It's to guard us and protect us. And they have one purpose only. And that is to be trained to be fighters, to actually in the ultimate to give their life to protect our lives. And we should do everything to facilitate that.
And to value them as such.
And, you know, one of the things that we found that was so profound, I don't think any of us that ever lived through this will ever forget those moments where we had such encounter with so many men and women in the military during the COVID shot mandates, of so many people in the military that loved God, loved our country, and they were willing to sacrifice. These are really true defenders of our freedom, They were abused during the Biden administration.
That was heartbreaking, yeah.
They're now protected and they're honored during the Trump administration. And it just makes sense. Stop using them as an experiment. Stop pushing your LGBTQ DEI nonsense on the military. Train them to be the best fighting individuals in the world, because we depend for our freedom on their individual sacrifice. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.